forest. Mukund is going to forest. What is the meaning? There will be hundreds of meanings. Mukunda means Mukti. Mukunda, Dhamane Dadati, give. Who gives Mukti is Mukunda. Ordinary person know this meaning. But special persons, devotees, don't take this meaning. Here, they denote mu mukti sukham ku utsitam kritva. Da premanandam dadatija. Meaning is this: the happiness of mukti is kutsita. Kutsita means very wretched thing. Very, very poor thing.
Insignificant.
Insignificant, more than that.
It's horrible.
So, they don't want mukti. Premanandam. Krishna gives a premananda to devotees. Dahana re tumhari ei samayte tha. Jathani dilo ekta sarva.
Ben ja dilo.
So premanandam, theek hai tum log. In logon se fursat ho tab to. Premanandam dadati. Gives premanandam. No? Those he does this, he is Mukunda. But gopis tell they are not ordinary devotees. They don't want premananda, they have. Understand? Actually, they have always sinking in premanandam. So why they will want premananda? So their meaning is that mukham, mouth, beautiful mouth. Mukham ku kunda eva. You know kunda flower, very white, so fragrant, so sweet, so what? Sheetal? Sheetal?
Delicate?
Sheetal means cool. So, Kunda Eva, as Kund is so beautiful, like a smiling, so your mouth is so fragrant, so with blossom, and so sushital, cool, and fragrant, and sweet, like Kunda, Kunda Pushpa. So Mukunda, mouth is like Kunda Pushpa, always cheerful. So this is Kunda, Mukunda. So many meanings. And he is going to Vrindavan, one forest. Means, now my class time is there. Brahmanas, when they heard that Krishna is going to jungle, they thought that Brahmans are needed to give Asirvad, Asirvachan to Krishna.
Benediction?
What is the meaning of benediction? Ashirvad? Ashirvad, you know?
Blessings.
So the time is coming for giving blessing. Mother or the Sakha. Sakha, you know?
Friends
are telling their mother that Krishna is going to forest. Don't check us. We want to go. Their mothers are doing singar of their sons. Leave at all. We will go. Their mothers are telling that you have given kajal in one eyes. I will give to another. Don't worry. Krishna is very far away. But boys are making hurry. Oh, Krishna will go. What you have done in one eyes, others, mothers are doing so, giving necklace in their
neck.
They are telling that mother's time is over. Krishna will go to jungle. I will go at once. So they are making so hurry. So here Mukunda is going, Krishna is going to forest means leave all these things, I will go. It is the time of going. Some sakhis are taking meaning in this way. Krishna is going to forest. There, how is this that they are telling to their Sasuri, mother-in-law, that, oh old lady, leave us, don't give us any obstacle. Krishna is going and this this darshan is for only a moment, but you come and I will have to go to class. Another day I will take. Amar ekto kono jama tama kichu nai. Tumi chole ashe sir. Bhalo. Ora korche kichu? Tell God Priya. When you are going?
May 25.
No, 25. Up to that I will return.
So you're going to be back here for many days?
Huh?
You're going to be back
here? Side of South India. Karnataka. Gita to world. As Gita at it. But now I think you have no interest in Gita. Have you interest so much? Now you are interested in gopis and other things. He has not ordered you at that time. But are you going against his order? No. The aim and object of that Gita as it is to to carry you in gopi pen. And you are going straight and he is serving his orders. If he has ordered you to preach, to sell books, to make life members, to paint, to do all services. No? But if you are doing more services to Krishna, doing Raganuga Bhakti, will see and very place that he is obeying my orders. This is more preaching.
More preaching.
Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami sitting in Vrindavan. And used to do Hare Krishna, and distributing prasad. You cannot do anything. If you are carrying the order of your spiritual master, then you are doing something. And if you are telling like me to others, then his order is most probably in highest level. If a man is going to Kumbha and feeding 3,000 person Mahaprasadam, and I am here sitting, and you bring so many sweet fruits and delicious Mahaprasadam to me, I give nothing to you, only I am talking to you. Can you judge that he is serving, preaching, or I am preaching more? Understand my view? Kya tha? You can tell.
On one level, but how does that preaching to a few people reach the whole world?
I will teach you, and you will go to various parts of the world and tell, Narayana Maharaj has told so. And you preach whole world, but only prasad division or selling of book will not do as you will do.
But if somebody gets a book, they get Prabhupada's association, and they can gradually rise. So
gradual rise, I'm not telling that. My subject is another. Hindi mein bolne se to samjhega. It depends on quality, not quantity. Book and prasad distribution is quality, quantity, no, but not quality. Understand?
But isn't it that both are required?
Both are required, but Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not gone to Western and here and there. There were one sitting, Rupa Goswami was sitting here. He wrote Bhakti Rasamrita. He wrote Ujjwal Nilmani.
So when we distribute books, it's...
But that putting distribution person will not understand, will not enter in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. But by gradually, when they will hear and associate good Vaishnava, then they will realize it. And there will be developed stage. Then what they will preach? It will be eternal preaching.
How eternal? What do you mean eternal preaching?
Huh?
What do you mean by eternal preaching?
Everyone hear his words with Shraddha, and they will begin bhakti. They will begin bhakti. In book distribution, anyone by force, he will take book and keep it in his almira, I will not read.
But we all
what came, will do?
But we all came because of prasadam distribution and book distribution.
Huh?
we all started out
these
from
are
this
only to create sanskar or Sukriti. And to tell Harikatha like Rupa Sanatana is clear and pure Radhanga Bhakti. So there are so much difference. That person cannot do. A newly coming person can distribute books and distribute three prasadam, but cannot chant, cannot hear all this and realize all this. So by their qualifications, they are bound to do so, and they should do. But higher level Vaishnav should do higher level of services. Raramananda, Sarup Damodar, they only can enter in Gambhira with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No one can. Why?
Their intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya.
For others, he used to do kirtan. And for Rashi, he used to do rasala.
Which rasala?
Kavakatha amritam praptajim. This is kathala. All kinds of. Why you are not doing now prasad distribution and book distribution?
We were doing it, but we weren't getting the taste.
Why this time meeting with me? You should go and...
Because the greed is developing for this.
This is upper level. So if you will hear all these things and practically do in your life, and then if you tell word to this world, then all will be.
But we'll have to wait till we have Bhav in our own heart before we can actually impress the world, right? Sometimes you said in the Sri Vrindavan Parikrama book, Braj Mandala Parikrama book,
you have read?
Yes, a lot of it. You say there in many places that, so we hope that after many, many lives we will, reach the pastime. So, and at the same time you say we should feel like a fish out of water if we don't have it, and we should want it immediately. So how do you adjust those two?
You should see, when Radhika meets Krishna,
by and by.
Always read with deep affection and love.
How?
Yashoda wants that Srimati Radhika should come to my house and she should prepare milk for Krishna. You know? Why?
Because she's serving the conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna by inviting Radharani over.
Huh?
So that she can facilitate the connection between Radha and Krishna.
Outwardly it has been told that she is calling Srimati Radhika, that his son is not taking food, he is so lean and thin. So if she would prepare meals, it will be very tasteful. And if she prepares, Durvasa has told that your preparation, who will test, he will be most but stout or very strong.
No disease.
No disease. He will be
powerful.
Not be parajit, not be defeated by anyone. and so many things. But this was outward. Yashoda knows that if anyhow I can call Srimati, my voice will be very cheerful. But why he will be cheerful, she does not. But she knows that she will be very cheerful. And if I am not calling, Krishna has no test in
anything.
No? No test. She knows. So she calls. This is very internal thing. And one thing is that also, that anything is not, anything is, she knows everything. She knows everything. But it cannot express. She cannot express. She knows everything. A mother knows everything. But for her boys, children, she will not disclose and she will be as ignorant that I am not. And she will give facility to meet them.
And pretend that
if there was not this, no Krishna lila would be so sweet. So everyone, father, mother, sakha, das, everyone helping Madhuras to be so sweet. Otherwise it would be tough. Anytime Srimati and Krishna were in a position that they meet together and they were about to talk, in the midst Yashoda came. But she is seeing both, but seeing no one, she is going astray. Krishna and Srimati Radhika both saw them and became so shy. They fled away here and they fled away. No? This is called rush. Mm-hmm. Understand? So, whether Yashoda knows or not anything, she is ignorant or anything, but yet it produces rush to Krishna. So everything help, be helpful for. We should think all these things like this.
You said whether she knows or whether she's ignorant, she's still helping.
But she is not ignorant. We should know.
In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, in the morning, she's...
Everything is not disclosed anywhere, that I'm telling you. This is the fact. Anyone cannot disclose. There are so many things. In Bhagavad poems, slokas, so many things are there. All are undisclosed. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, sometimes Sanatana Goswami has disclosed. But even there are so many facts that they have not also disclosed. It is not a fact of to disclose. One need to realize in heart. And in Harikatha, hearing and knowing. ठीक है आज का नियम
रूप गोस्वामी एज यू हैव रेफर्ड इन उज्ज्वल लीन मनी व्हाट इज कॉल्ड मान. Here is given example that once in Vrindavan, in Sevakund, there are four very narrow paths, Dangali, Mangali, Premgali, Kunjigapan. Here, one day, Krishna was meeting with Chandravali. About midday, anyhow, Vrinda Devi knew the fact. Srimati Radhika and Lalita Vishakha made any plan. Anyhow, we should bring Krishna here. He is with Chandravali. So, they sent Vrinda Devi to Krishna, to bring Krishna, anyhow, by any skill. She went roaming there as if she is knowing nothing, and she was roaming. He knew that Krishna is sitting with Chandravali, Padma, Shabdya, that kunj. She went pretending anything. She went there and told Krishna, you are sitting here and Asur, you know, demon has come in the shape of bullock, you know, bullock, and she is killing all cows and cow grazers, gopals. I'm in hurry, you should do what you like. Near Kusham Sarovar, that demon is there. Krishna wanted that I should meet Srimati Radhika. He pretended that, oh, how can I stay there? That demon can kill all cows, so I am going to protect them. So at once he came out. Chandravali was so soft and brave. She followed her. And she left a Shuk Pakshi, you know, Shuk Parrot. Parrot was trained, and she asked her, you should follow Krishna. Where he is going and where he has gone, you should tell me. She left, she flew, and she also was watching where Krishna is going. So, Krishna, when came out from that kunj, Lalita and Vishakha were waiting for Krishna to make him away to Srimati Radhika in any kunj. So when Krishna went to Radhika, that parrot returned to Chandravali, and she knew that Krishna is playing with Radhika and all others. So she became so furious, and he sat down on Maan. Krishna knew this fact. So he thought that I should go there. In the meantime, when he went to serve demand of Chandravali. At the same time, Radhika and Lalita Vishakha, they are watching, and they heard the news that Krishna is with Chandravali, and he is pretending, he is doing everything to protect her man. Srimati Radhika seeing this, she was so much happened, and she bitterly crying by Dangali and Premgali, she passed away to Mansarovar alone. Sakhi saw that Srimati Radhika is not there, so they followed there and saw that she is waiting at Mansarovar.